Time's up. The name of the Mediterranean city we were looking for is Rome, Italy. There are many spectacular sites in Italy's capital, but many of them have been covered in graffiti over the years. The city is now declaring war. Last week, Rome passed a new law penalizing anyone caught spray painting city walls or selling paint cans to minors. The fine is more than $1,300. But big fines and threats in other Italian cities have done little to curb the practice. That's why one fed-up American and a small group of students are taking another approach. Megan Williams has this report from Rome.
Graffiti is as old as Rome itself. In fact, the word comes from the Italian verb graffiare, to scratch. That's how the ancient Romans left their street-level marks. In today's Rome, ubiquitous seems hardly adequate a word to describe graffiti. A jumble of tags, scribbles, and phallic symbols runs along almost every building in the city, including churches. Like the one less than a block away from Rebecca Spitzmiller's apartment in downtown Rome.
This whole thing was black. I mean, black like this.
Now the church's travertine facade is starting to revert back to its original color, white. It doesn't quite sparkle, but thanks to the efforts of Spitzmiller and a group of teenagers, the black spray-painted scribbles that have been covering most of it for the past decade have almost faded away. 18-year-old Virginia Vitalone is part of the crew that's scrubbing the church's outer walls with oven cleaner and steel brushes. Most of the graffiti around Rome is tagging the signatures of Roman teenagers. Vitalone says she recognizes some of the marks she's cleaning up as the signatures of friends.
I can see from the tag who that friend is.
Vitalone says as a Roman, she'd accepted the graffiti as just part of urban life. That is, until Spitzmiller asked her to join the group to remove the scribbles and scrawls.
It was so normal for me to see all the graffiti. But then with this program, I realized that it can be better, it can be, you know, cleaner. So
you see how the brush is getting dry and the effect feathers?
Rebecca Spitzmiller, a law professor at a local university, says the root of Rome's graffiti problem is a lack of civic culture. The attitude that outdoor public space doesn't belong to everyone, but instead is a kind of no man's land. And it's not just graffiti that conveys the attitude. Roman streets are covered with litter and doggy doo as well. Spitzmiller says passivity, cloaked as tolerance, means nothing gets done about it. She points across the street to make her point.
Maybe it's some kind of a nipple. It looks rather phallic to me. And I point out that that was here in 1985 when I arrived in Rome. So it's not as if anyone has been out here trying to maintain or send the signal that anybody cares about these buildings.
Spitzmiller is taking her message to schools throughout Rome. As an American who's lived and worked here for 25 years and raised an Italian son, she insists she's not trying to impose foreign values, but pass on community initiative.
So I'm not trying to say it's our way of viewing the world. Everyone agrees that this is the thing to do. It's just that, you know, as an American, I think we have it more ingrained in us, the do-it-yourself attitude.
This kind of service, you know, those are the roots of the teaching of this feeling towards the community. The Americans have got a lot to tell us about it.
That's Anita Garibaldi, the great-granddaughter of Giuseppe Garibaldi, the national hero who helped unify Italy a century and a half ago. Her Garibaldi Foundation supports projects that foster community spirit, like Spitzmiller's anti-graffiti initiative. The reward for Rebecca Spitzmiller and her teenage crew is the work itself. After 2 hours of scrubbing, that long stretch of church wall that for years was a blackened jumble of illegible tags now glows in the late afternoon sun.
Quanto sei bella Roma, quando sera.
And so do these Roman kids as they belt out an old standard about Rome's beauty with a bit of newfound community pride. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.
Quanto sei bella Roma, quando sera.
Rome, of course, is the capital of Italy. On Monday's show, we mistakenly said that Rio de Janeiro is the capital of Brazil. Our sincerest apologies. The capital of Brazil is Brasilia. Thanks to listener Ralph Bauer for setting us straight.